Hey, it's Joe Carden from BFBS, the Forces station you might have seen on the telly. For the second year running, Team Army took away the win on the Traitors last year. Of course, it was Harry. This time round, Leanne Quigley, formerly of the British Army, took the jackpot. I had a catch up with her recently and started by finding out what her journey into service actually looked like.
So I joined the Army when I was 16. I ended up serving 12 years by the time I left the Army. And I've visited many countries. I've been to Kenya twice. I've been to Cyprus with the United Nations. That one was incredible. I spent almost a year in Canada. That was really, really fun. And I've travelled all over Europe.
Where would you say was your favourite place that you've ever been posted to for a period of time?
That's really tough. I think probably Canada, because I was only 19 at the time. So it was my first proper deployment with the Army. I was only meant to be there for 3 months. I ended up extending 3 times because we were just loving it so much.
So what rank did you come to before you left? What was kind of the peak?
I got to corporal before I left.
And when you leaving, was that kind of a personal choice? You were just kind of done with it, or have you gone on to do other things? Like, why did you kind of leave the services?
So I got my promotion to corporal whilst I was pregnant. And while I was pregnant, I had a few complications and my babies came early. I had twins and I decided, I think it's probably best not to, you know, travel the world and stay in the Army with the twins because they needed quite a lot of medical care. So I did have to leave.
Well, I don't know whereabouts you are based in the UK right now, but if you ever want to pop along to one of our stations, we can get you back in some camo, see if you've still got it in there. We can definitely make that happen.
I'll bear that in mind. Thank you.
Let's talk about the show. When you went in, you made the choice not to disclose that you had this previous Army career. Why did you come up with this idea in the first place?
So originally, I really wanted to be a traitor. And season two, Harry, of course, was in the Army and he was a traitor and he won the show and he was an incredible traitor. So in my mind, I didn't want to go into the game and say I was also a member of the forces because I didn't want people to relate back to Harry. They probably wouldn't have done, but, you know, you just want to do well in this game. And yeah, so I decided to hide my job.
Okay. And were there any points during the show where you felt like you were close to being found out or you were just like, oh, I can't take this anymore. I've got to tell someone.
It was so difficult. It was so, so difficult. I genuinely wasn't expecting the amount of conversations of my fake job. And there was one time I was having a conversation with Lisa. I was fully stressed because she was asking me about my partner and where she works. And where she works now, I didn't realise a lot of ex-forces worked. And Lisa actually brought that up. She said to me, oh, a lot of people go on to do this job who was in the Army. And it just came out my mouth. I said, oh, yes, yeah, she was in the Army. And I could see her brain working. Like, she was in the Army. How did they meet? But that conversation ended really quickly. But I was very close to getting caught out by Lisa.
Who would you say, obviously, you know, we know that you've won now. Who would you say was your toughest competition at the time? Who were you really keeping a close eye on?
Well, I wouldn't say Mina was my toughest competition, but I was keeping an eye on her the whole time because we were super, super close. And there was a big thing this season of why is everybody saying, why am I still here? And I do think if you are close with the traitor, they do keep you there. And that's probably how I got so far in the game because I was very, very close with Mina. So, yeah, I did have my eye on her a lot, but there was just never enough evidence against her. She was great.
And did you ever kind of find yourself in the show thinking, oh, I kind of wish I was a traitor because I would have played it like this and that? Are you happy with the position you were given?
The whole time I was hoping I would get recruited to be a traitor. I was so hoping. You have more control over the game. You can sleep at night. Well, I say that. They probably can't. They stay up a lot later than the rest of us. But yeah, you don't have the paranoia and anxiety of who the traitors are. And they know who they can trust. They can trust everybody apart from probably the other traitors. But yeah, I can imagine it's a lot harder being a traitor in many ways, but easier in other ways.
And do you think kind of your previous military life came into that when it came to sort of planning and logistics and trying to be one step ahead of everyone else?
Yeah, totally. I mean, in the Army, you know, when you're around higher ranks, you always have to watch what comes out your mouth. You always have to think before you speak. And that's what I brought into the game. In every situation, I would be very wary of what I'm about to say, because anything can be taken out of context. You could say something that's totally innocent as a faithful, and suddenly someone thinks you're a traitor because you've said something dodgy.
Yeah.
So I would always, always be thinking before I'd be speaking.
And when it came to the challenges, particularly a lot of the physical ones, I think it's fair to say everyone on the team was going, what the hell, a beauty tech is suddenly really good at like yomping up hills and carrying stuff. Were you ever worried that that side of you might give things away?
I was worried at some point, because especially the mission, the head mission, and I was partnered with Leon. And he actually said to me when he found out, he was like, that makes total sense. I was struggling. And you was literally like, come on, Leon, let's go, Leon. And Frankie, when she found out, actually, when we made a group chat after we finished filming, she sent me a voice note and it was just hilarious. And she was just like, I knew this girl was made of steel.
Well, you never know. Maybe you could turn it around for next time. I mean, would you ever consider working in beauty? You know, bring some of that army energy to the beauty industry.
I mean, I would love to work in beauty. It's a talent to work in beauty. Who knows? This might lead, my fake job might lead me down a path of doing it as a real job.
Oh, I love it. There is one person in particular I wanted to talk about. Alexander, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I was watching very closely your face when Alex was revealed, and he was obviously quite open about himself and his past, you know, as kind of a diplomat, someone else in the public service kind of area, someone else who's traveled a lot. Did you see similarities between yourself and him, given that, okay, we've not had massively dissimilar lives? Did you kind of see him as someone on par with you?
Yeah, totally. When the three of them were in the cages and Alexander said a little snippet about his job and his life, I instantly was like, oh, because I was lying about my job. I was always second guessing if other people were lying about their job. And I think that's the downside of going in with a lie. And in my mind at that moment, I genuinely thought, is Alexander in the army? I genuinely thought he was an officer in the army and he was just lying about his job a little bit.
And do you think you maybe got on with him better than some of the other contestants because you had that, you know, although secret to him, that underlying connection?
So me and Alexander didn't speak too much about, I mean, I definitely didn't speak about my career or job because I was lying, but we didn't speak too much about his career. I don't know. I don't think it was maybe a topic that he wanted to overly speak about on the show, but no, me and Alexander really did get on, and he has the military banter. You didn't quite see it on the show because obviously you can only see an hour of the whole day. But yeah, no, we really did get along.
So when it comes to what's next, obviously you've won the show, you know, massive prize pot. I know there's been a little bit in the news about the money. Have you got it yet? And if so, do you know what it is you're going to spend it on? I know you talk quite a lot about your family and your kids on the programme.
Yeah, no, I have got it. I got it shortly, maybe a week or so, a week and a half, maybe less than that after the final I did. And yeah, no, I haven't touched it yet. It's nice and safe. And we will be extending our family eventually when my partner is ready to do so, and planning a wedding and just spoiling the family because they deserve it.
That's really exciting. I know, particularly, you know, a lot of my colleagues in BFBS and people I've known through the military, when it comes to planning weddings, they always go, we've travelled to brilliant, amazing places. You know, anyone who has done a tour of Cyprus immediately wants to jump to the Med for their wedding. Do you know where you want to do yours? Has kind of your military life inspired that?
I would love to get married abroad. I really, really would. But I'm not sure how doable that would be with the twins. So we're going to keep it quite local. But Cyprus would be gorgeous to get married. I did a little bit of travelling in Cyprus when I was working there. It's just gorgeous.
It is the best place, honestly.
It really is.
Leanne, thank you so much for talking to us today. It was amazing to see you win. Just one final one to finish off. Anyone who is serving right now and is going, applying for next year, maybe the year after, would you have played anything differently? Do you think this kind of show suits someone with military skills?
I mean, there's been two winners now who have been a part of the British Army. So there's definitely some military skills that help in this game. So I would encourage anybody to apply for the show. I really would. It's a lot of fun. I don't know whether I would encourage them to lie about their job. Maybe so, because you know, with me lying about my job and it coming out I was in the army, I wonder if that would impact a future soldier going in and being honest. So yeah, maybe you have to might tell a little white lie.
We'll watch this space. Leanne, thank you so much. Really, really nice to hang out with you today. BFBS, the Forces Station.